question.
Continuing our series of conversations with the mayor, we are going to talk about the province's decision to keep Halton in Stage 2 for now and discuss the region's decision to make mask wearing indoors mandatory. Let's start with the province's decision to keep Halton in Stage 2. How has the community been responding to that decision?
Well, the limited feedback that I've had from the community in general, they're in lockstep as to what the province has done before. I know that we were not, when I say we, the town of Melton or the region of Halton was not in the initial one. But we come along a week later, and I'm predicting on Monday of this coming week, I believe that'll be about the 19th or 20th, I believe. I think the province will be coming out and saying the balance of the GTA, including Halton, will be in the next phase. So I predict a week from today, Friday, which of course today is Friday the 17th. So I predict a week from today that things will be starting to open up here in Melton. So I think the general public is looking forward to that. And again, I use just to illustrate where you and I might be able to go into the restaurant and sit down. But I know that there's a great deal of caution that people are saying, you know, I'll be going in there, but I'll be very careful, but I might not rush in. So I think that's a general sentiment.
What is your advice for businesses and others in the community who may be impacted by this decision, and advice to keep up the momentum if we do get the green light on Monday?
Yeah, well, I personally come from the small business background, and I know how important it is to small business on moving forward. But and again, there's still a bit of fear out there in the general public. We've been fairly fortunate in Melton and Halton here in avoiding, you know, a real crunch of that pandemic that's been going on there. So I think, and the only reason for that being reasonably successful, that people have just been a little bit cautious. So the word is just be careful. And again, we'll be talking about the mandatory mask and stuff like that. So I would really encourage people, even though the region now has mandated, and that'll come into effect in 4 or 5 days, and I believe it's July 22nd when that will come into effect.
This week, the region chose to make indoor mask wearing mandatory. Can we hear your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, it certainly was unanimous at the regional level, and of course, I supported that too. Now, what was kind of odd, we had 7 delegations at the regional level. One of them was not able to make it, but out of the 6 that did present to regional council, 4 of those presenters was opposed to making mask mandatory. Quite often I know us politicians will lean towards the majority of thoughts. Now, I'm talking about just those presenters, but the majority of council, if not unanimous, as I mentioned, supported the mandatory wearing. So we were not swayed by those individuals saying that don't mandate it. We did. So, you know, it's just a little footnote. So, you know, but it's been to and fro. But I would only guess the general public out there, probably 75-80% of the general public is saying, yeah, make it mandatory, even though it might not have a lot of force and effect. And I think the police chief has made it very, very clear. Enforcement is going to be almost next to impossible for doing, but there is penalties included in that bylaw. If there was somebody, you know, on 1 or 2 warnings didn't heed to it, they'd be fined. But I don't see that happening too much.
This has been a contentious issue for some. How has the community responded to the decision?
Well, the limited feedback that I've gotten has been pretty good. And I went out, as a matter of fact, the last day or two, just sampling the community, and I talk about some of our businesses. And I have at times, you know, depending how busy the store is, I always have a mask with me at home and, of course, you know, a handful of them in the car as well. And I would usually wear them. I'm saying probably now that from what I can observe, you know, just from visualizing, probably at least 90% of the public is wearing mask in stores in Melton here. That's the only sampling that I've had, and certainly not across the region of Halton, which is good as far as I'm concerned. There's still the odd person that, for whatever reason, and some of them could be medical reasons, and I know that there are individuals that have a real problem on wearing a mask, and I'm aware of that.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about some hot-button topics this week.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And again, we are moving in the right direction as far as I'm concerned. So I just thank the people of the town of Milton and the region of Halton especially for taking it very seriously. And I think the biggest majority of us do. So I just thank all of our listeners for doing that.